Nathaniel's becoming a chinuch expert.
What?
Nathaniel's becoming a chinuch expert.
He's not
making it. By the time he's a grandparent, his mitzvah is going to be great.
I'll tell you, when I had my first child, so we were young, we had a baby, and I thought to myself, I don't know anything about chinuch. And the Rabbeinu Shalom gives the young people a baby, and then we're supposed to be mechanechim.
No,
I thought to myself, yeah. I thought to myself, why doesn't the Rabbeinu Shalom, give you one child, and then wait 20 years, and you see whether you were successful or you weren't successful, and then you get another child, you know, try to learn on the job. So I realized when I had my second child, it didn't take that long to have another child, and then the third child, that in the Maisa every child is different, so it wouldn't help. And I told this over to a friend of mine, and he said, your stomach koifer, the whole yesod of chinuch is it's siyata dishmaya, and that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you taka when you don't know. And that's what I told you yesterday. And saying chinuch is tefillah and tefillah and noch tefillah. I think Reb Matisyo said chinuch is tilim and feren, tilim and tears. And Amaisa, you don't believe it. The only time people daven is when there's a choyle and the doctors are all shaking their heads and they say, so then, you know, when there's a serious machlas, and then they ask the tzibur to say to him. They daven themselves, lav davka. When it gets really serious and the doctors say they can't, then a person takes out tilim and starts davening properly. Tefillah is not only for the worst matzav and the pidi'eved when you've given up and there's you know what they say, there's no atheist in a foxhole. That's not a yid davens. The obvious agdoshim when we're tacking to daven three times a day, and a tefillah should be from the ikorim of your avodah. The Maisa Mistoma, everybody, I don't know where you're staying or thing, Mistoma, you have to rhyme in these few days to daven in a good minion. When you go to work, you don't have time with this and that and the other. Now you have the opportunity to daven a shachris, daven a mincha, daven a mayriv, a shtarka davening. It's learning is gewaltig, and learning is the yesod of Kedusha. But Torah and Tefillah are two yesodos. The Chazanish says that Tefillah helps your Torah and Torah helps your Tefillah. And they go hand in hand, and that's the yesod of Kedusha. In Tefillah, we come consciously to the Bari Olam when we talk to the Bari Olam. Torah is actually a greater matzav of Chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. I mean, in Tefillah, we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're learning Torah, we're not conscious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. We don't realize it. G'doyle Olam, Amish, heard certain G'doylim said, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Abaya. Because that's basically what's going on. But if we would do it, we'd be fooling ourselves. I call upon him in Tefillah. And so often I see, so Tefillah daven, sometimes I go to Chutzlar, it's just when I daven in places that I don't want to daven in. I see the davening there, Nebuch, Yoytze Zayin. Is the Rebbeinu Shlom part of the process? I'm not ding dong, people have their precious and chula v'chula v'chula. When you have time, when you have a day off, when you have a Shabbos, a Sunday, whatever, when you have time, when you have time to daven, chaparayim, go and daven in a proper minyan, daven properly, make something if you're davening. It's three times a day we meet the Bari Olam. And be meshatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything you do. Rabbeinu Yoino says that in Mishlei, the person needs to have bitochen in every single thing he does. So the pasuk says, "Bechol drachecha ta'ehu." Says Rabbeinu Yoino, Dover Gonel or Dover Cotton? He says there are people who have bitochen when it comes to a massive problem. Then they work on their bitochen, then they feel that they're not in control, so then they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halavai. He says, but Dover Cotton, okay, you know. He says, no. He says, Bechol Drochech Otaehu. Bitochen is knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our daily lives. Be'etzim, when you leave for work in the morning, you just say a kapitel tehillim. They should get there on time, and they should get there safely. V'chule, you start work, you say a kapitel tehillim. You should be matzliach. So many things can go wrong. Nothing's batuach in this world. But that's not the ikon akudim. The ikon akud is bechol drachah ha'ehu, to know a kodesh baruch, to bring a kodesh baruch into our lives. I don't know whoever decided that we should have two vadim on chinuch. Well, what can I say about two vadim? I can tell you about chinuch. That shouldn't have been what people asked, quite frankly. Oh, well, Kolponim, that's why I'm an employee, so I do. I'm an employee of you, not the thing the Olam want. Oh, but the Aleph and the Tov and the Mem of Chinuch is Tfilah. We forget the Gimel Shutfim Ba'adam. We forget that, and the Shutef Hashlishi, as I said, he's the main partner. And we need so much Siyata Dishmaya in Chinuch, so it's no human. I'll just tell you what.
What should the Olam have asked for instead?
A chizuk in Emuno, chizuk in Avoida, chizuk in Yer Hashamayim. What?
I guess it feels like
people have tinas.
This Olam didn't ask for it. I did. This Olam didn't ask for it.
It wasn't like a formal
I received the schedule when I arrived.
Okay.
I don't
know how decisions get made, but.
You know, the.
No, I asked how to make ruckus with kapan.
Oh? That's a sensible request. Halavai, I know the answer. that Baruch Hashem, you only ask for the chinuch, which I also don't know much about. People think that I have a whole list of vadim in here just for pulling okay, you know, 233, and then you switch it on and it goes. Because there are a few nekudas about chinuch. Which the first nekuda about chinuch, not the first, the tenth. The first 1 to 10 is tefillah. You're learning the sugya of Gram Kibui Mistami. You saw the Gemara in Yevamos, and you saw the Gemara in Yevamos. I don't know if you saw it. It should be Yotzim in Akelim Shteida in Kuf Yud Dalet. So the Gemara brings a brisa Toshma Oivid Kachom Chabal Chabais Eino Mim Lekavei Ve'Al Tchabem Neisha Ein Shvisos Alei. The guy comes to put out the fire on Shabbos. You let him do it. If you don't, he's not no gear to you. Cotton abol chavis, oimrim loy al chaver sheshvisas aleim. You have to stop the cotton from putting out the fire. And that's a steer to what the Gemara brought before, that cotton oichon avedas ein bezdim mitzuvim lafrishoy. So, Omer Rabbi Yochanan be'oisal das oviv. When you have to stop the child putting out the fire, when he's always out das oviv. Zokt Rashi, listen carefully, shatin noit soifer be'oviv. V'roye shenoyach loy bekach. V'aviv aviv omid alav. The child looks to his father, and he sees that his father wants him to put out. He didn't say a word. The father didn't say a word. And the kid looks at the father, and the kid chaps that the father's happy if he's going to put out the fire. His house is burning down. So it's no achloi. But the kid comes, he didn't say a word. So Rashi, and since the father's there, the have ki'ilu hu mitzavehu la'asos. The ki'ilu, the father's being mitzaveh him. The tenth yisoid in chinuch is we have to be mechanich ourselves. And the son mentioned this yesterday to me in passing. Children pick up, lo yu'umin what the children pick up. And let me tell you, you can't fool your kids. You can try, and you'll be mechanich them to be two-faced. That's what they see. If they see that you behave one way, or what you tell them is one thing, and how you behave and it is a different way, then the children pick it up, and then they become one of these blofferai balabatim, and they carry on that malach hachaim. This I told you yesterday about that sefer, Save the Child, Rabbi Chul Jacobson. So, I heard years ago in his whole recordings of his those days they were tapes, if you remember those, what those were. So he said a maisa there. I think it's in the book Mistame, because I've seen a lot of the things which I heard on the recordings. He brings the maisa, he brings it in his sefer. He brings a maisa. There was a Roshiva who used to go to a certain kvir. And he got very close with this kavir, very friendly with this kavir, with mamish friends. And every time he was wherever it was, Mistom in America, you know, where else are there kavirim, and where else do Rosh Hashivas go and stay by kavirim? Every time he was in America, he used to stay by this Rosh Hashiva, this kavir. And after many years, his children, the kavir's children, they went to yeshiva, and they went to kol for a year, and then they went off to work. And the kavir was schmoozing with the Rosh Hashiva, and he says to him, you know, I'm so upset, I'm so disappointed that my children went to work. I always was mechanich them, they should stay in learning. I have enough money to keep them in learning. I wanted them to become like you. I wanted them to become big talmidei chachomim. So the Rosh Hashiva said, Do you want to know why you failed? Do you really want to know? So he said, yeah. He wants to know. He said, I'll tell you. When I remember we were sitting here on Shabbos, and your son was 3 years old, and he turned off the light. And you said to him, let's call him Yankel, Yankel, the Shabbos, you mustn't turn off the light. And then a bit later on in the meal, he dropped a plate. And you had these choshev China plates, not China plates. He dropped the plate, and you exploded, and you started screaming at him, it's $20. He said, you gave it to your child, your value system. Whatever you said afterwards, whatever you darshan and everything else of the child picked up, what's choshev by you, and what's not choshev by you. The $20 plate is far more choshev than Shabbos. Mimela. Now you can't fool the child. The child sees through all the... The child chaps what's real and what's not real. And what's your value system? And what's choshev to you? Well, mimela. From the yesoidus of chinuch is first to be mechanich ourselves. You want a child to make brachas with kavanah. So how do you make a bracha? And it can't be a fool. You can't be just, oh, when the child's here, then I make a bracha with a lot of kavanah. No. Then the child will chap. The one time you forgot, and you made the bracha like you normally do, and then what does he think? It's all a spiel. Yiddishkeit's all a game. It's very interesting that the Rabbeinu Shlomo made the teva of a child, a tiva teva in a child, he wants to give nachas to his parents. Elichaira, part of the yisod of that, it's a teva which Rabbeinu Shlomo put into a child. Part of the yisod of that is that the child should learn from his parents. And you see from this, what is noyach la'aviv? And the child is looking, sha'atinat soife ba'aviv arosh and noyach la'aviv. Children look, what's going to give nachas to my parents? What do my parents want? What are they? What's going to make them happy? Or mimela? It's okay. What's going to make them happy? Ruchnius or gashmius? And what are the values? What's the scale of values? There's another very interesting Gemara, the end of Sukkah. The end of Sukkah tells us that there was a Mishmar from the Mishmar of the Koyanim. It was called Beis Bilga. And they had big titles on Beis Bilga, and they were in the Mikdash. They had cupboards for chalunas for each mishmar where they kept all their kelim. Each mishmar had their own kelim. If you know shochtim, they have to have their own knife. And cholina, they can't use anybody else's knife, and etc. So they had their own kelim. And Beis Bilga, they closed their chalun. So why? Because the daughter of Bilga married brings the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'isa ben Miriam bas Bilga, Shemira dasa. She went off the derech. V'holcha v'nisis l'sadiyat echad mimalchei Yevonim. She married some Greek officer. And g'shenichnasu Yevonim leheichal, time of Chanukah. She kicked the mizbeach. She went up to the mizbeach, which is also for anyone other than the Kohen Bishas. They avoid, okay, but the Yevonim had taken over the mizbeach, the whole Beis HaMikdash. She went up to the mizbeach with her shoes on, and the Azari are not allowed to wear your shoes, and she kicked the mizbeach. Lucas, shame avoid the Azari. That means a fox in Yevonish. You fox, Admosai ato mechale mamoinom shel Yisrael. How much are you going to eat up the money of Klal Yisrael? V'yata oimed aleim b'shas adchag, and you don't protect them in the shas adchag. The Yevonim have conquered Eretz Yisrael. K'sheshomu chachomi bedover kover es tibato sosim es chalino. So they took the tabaz, which was miuchad for the mishmeres of Bilga, and they were covered that they couldn't use that. They had to use someone else's. There was a tabaz which they put the animal there to help the shechita. And sosim es chalino. So, frankly, the Gemara, what would be because the the daughter, the mother of Miriam Bas Bilga Shemira, dos mishum brate consina leila di day, but they cancelled. It was his daughter. It wasn't him. He was a heiliger kohen. Why did they have titles on him? Never. His kid went off to dera. Amra abaya in kuda amra insha shusa dienuka veshuka oida avu oida ima. So after Rashi, Moshe had you too. Ma shatinuk medabe veshuk. May aviv or may ima shama. What a child says over how he speaks and what he speaks, he hears from his parents. Af im loy shama me avia shoy mevaze eso avoido le omra kem. If she wouldn't have heard from her father that he was mevaze the avoido, she could never have done such a thing. And what's the pshat? It was mevaze the avoido. It was medake dakas. When Bilga came home after a week of Avoida, in the Beis HaMikdash, what did he say? He came home and he said, you know, it was a crazy week. I couldn't sleep. I had to get up in the middle of the night for Trumas HaDeshen. And then we did the pious, and then I was never zoicher to the pious, and the employee was zoicher to the pious, this pious and that pious. And then, you know, it was crazy. We had so many korbanos, we had so many yoldas came, and people with chatos, and were busy the whole day running on up. You have to run up the kevesh. I'm taking 2 weeks vacation. It was terrible. That's what she heard. She was Heimir's Dosa, and then when it did this terrible, terrible Maisa, Lucas, it's all Gashmi. You're this Yiddish guy. You're taking all the money from Klal Yisrael, and it's not real. And we in Birchas Tefillah. Birchus HaTorah, I told you yesterday, Birchus HaTorah, the Mishavir brings one of the places to be Mechavi for Akindalach. It's very interesting, the middle bracha, or the first bracha, is Machlokus, Baharivna. Baharivna, Hashem Lekainu, Steve Reis Roscoe Bafina. Venia, Anachnu, Vetzetzoinu, Vetzetzoi Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kul Anu Yoide Shmecha, Velem Deis Rosecha Dishma. What are we asking? Is it two bakoshas or one bakosha? The first bakosha is make the Torah gishmak, v'harifna. And the first bracha, the first yisoid is v'tzivonu. We're mechuyev to learn Torah. V'tzivonu lasu v'divrei Torah. Whether we like it, we don't like it, we have to be koveit in that Torah. If we wake up without cheshek, we still have to learn. So v'tzivonu. If we'd only be tolly on the gishmak in learning, then lots of times the person wouldn't have the cheshek. And very often the gishmak comes after, one forces oneself to learn, and then you get the gishmak. So the aleph is vetzivon. Aber Torah has to be gishmak. We don't do this with any other mitzvah. We don't make a bracha vetzivon aniach tefillin. Baharev no Hashem Elokeinu is mitzvahs tefillin al zreinu v'al roshenu, or something like that. Why not? Because there's a chiluk gadol between Torah and the mitzvahs maisios. Mitzvahs maisios, we have to be mekayim, and we have no choice, and it's oil, and then to try and understand the mitzvahs v'chulim. Torah, we have to become one with the Torah. The Torah has to become part of us, and we have to become part of the Torah. How is that going to happen? If the whole time I only learn Torah because I'm mitzvah v'oisa, then be'etzem, I don't really want to learn Torah. But I have no choice. I'm a from guy, I learned in Tomos, so therefore I have to make a kviyas sitim la Torah, otherwise I get into trouble. And mimela, I have my serious kviyas. But I don't really want to do that. So then the mention of the Torah are two separate things. And he'll never make the Torah part of him, and he'll never become part of the Torah. If it's gishmak, and the yesod, and everybody knows from the yesodus of Talmud Torah is the simcha in Torah. That's why Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Minahar says it's also to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av or on Ovel, because be'etzem Torah is mesameach, b'kudi Hashem Yeshorim mesamech eleiv. If Torah wouldn't be, if you could learn Torah without simcha, so tell a person on Tisha B'Av, learn Torah without simcha. Say, Eloch Hanami, you can learn the inyonim of Churban only bekiyistik. Because be'etzim, the surface of what you're learning is quite depressing. But if you learn it be'il, it's awesome. If you learn the Moshul, you learn the sugya of Beitar, where they smashed 9 kabim of moichus, of tinoikus on a rock. And it's only menorah when you learn it stump. Have you learned it be'iyun? So start learning, why 9 kabim? Why the moyach? And why the sela? Look at Netzach Yisrael, you see Merdik in Yonim there. But why does it have to be? because if we want to make Torah part of us and we have to be part of the Torah, it has to be besimcha. V'harev is the same shorish of orev, is the same shorish of taroivis, to mix and to fuse with the Torah. If the Torah is v'harev, no, then the hemshech is v'ni'ah nachnu v'tzetzo'enu. When you go back in a couple of days' time, what are you going to tell your wives and what are you going to tell your children? And you can't bluff. I'm sure, I have no suffix that everybody's going to come back full of them, full of the simcha that they had in these days, and tremendous chizuk v'chule v'chule, and the kinderlech are going to hear that, and the kinderlech are going to hear, what's so choshev to Tati? Where was Tati these few days? He went on vacation? No, he went to sit and learn like a yeshiva bacher, three storim a day, and he come back and they say that was so gishmak, that was wonderful. I'm just looking forward to doing it again. You have no Hasoga, what that's going to do for the kinderlach. V'harev, no, they betzetzo'enu, you kulonu yodei shmecha. The kids pick up what they hear and what they see, and that's vital. One other nekuda, which I'll just say very briefly and very quickly, is when we saw basically that the Rambam, that from the ikar of mitzvahs, chinuch is hergel, is being margil, the childhood mitzvahs. But it's a yisod which everybody knows, that the chitzonius, we do maisim chitzonium, the mashpia on the pnimius, the sefer achinuch brings it, the law of sefer musa, mesilas yishorim brings it, the maisim chitzonium, the mashpia on the pnimius. But people have a mistake. If you look in the chinuch carefully and you read it very carefully, you'll see this nekuda. There were a ma'aseh shehaya. They asked the Chofetz Chaim the following shayla. In the old days, the Tsar used to take people to his army, and the Cossacks were the Spitz soldiers, and they served for 25 years in the army. And everything they did had to do with Jesus. And after 25 years, their life was over, and they had special retirement homes for the Cossacks. And in these things, they used to sit around doing nothing, drinking, and just wasting their time. Ad kidei kach, there was a bitui in Russian, as lazy as a retired Cossack. So they asked the Chofetz Chaim, and I don't understand. The Yisad Adava is that Maisim Chitzonim and Mashbi on the Pnimius, they spent 25 years of Zrizus. They should have been the most Zoris people in the thing. So the Chofetz Chaim said, no, they spent 25 years riding to the fireside. Pirish, what was going on inside? They hated every minute of this experience. So they weren't kind of anything that was being thing. Kolzman, that they were forced to do bizrizas. They did bizrizas. They followed orders. But they're just waiting to retire. The Mainzim Chitzonim affect the Pnimius. If you are mafnim, if you work on it, then it should go into the Pnimius. But if it's Kulei Chitzonius, then it's Gan Shayach that you're doing Faket. You're building up inside a resistance to what you're trying to be mechanich. There's a gewaltige Indian, a minig Israel to take kinderach to shul, even before they can daven. But you have to know, first of all, when you take a kid to shul, is he capable of being quiet? Or when you come to shul, sometimes people bring kids to shul and they start crying, saying a noise, so the father gets all annoyed. And when does it happen? Always happens in Shmoneh Esrei, right? You know, so the poor kid. What do you expect from the poor kid? He's a little kid, so he's crying. you should never have brought him to shul. He's not of the age that you can bring to shul. The poskim bring. You mustn't bring a child to shul that's going to be mafriya. But what happens to the kid? What experience of shul is the kid being screamed at by the tati? Or he didn't. So they bring. Sometimes you see they bring a pekula to the thing. So what are you teaching the child? What shul? Shul is all about pekula. That's not the chinuch you're supposed to bring to a child. Or a bit older, you bring the child to shul and he goes and plays. That's not the chinuch. Shul is not a gun. It's not the gun here. What do you call it in English? You know, it's not the place to go to play. When you bring a child to shul, first of all, he has to be ready for this. The first time you bring a child to shul, bring him something which is exciting. Bring him. It's not always a shayach. It depends. Here, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, it's easier. Bring him pilecha doidi. Right, singing, and the kid can have shaykhs to the chodoidi come over, and if you have a shul which sings the chodoidi, it's depressing the chodoidis, and then it's not. Bring the child for the end of Kriyas HaTorah, and you take him to give a kiss to the Sefer Torah. Things are going on. There's Hagbah, and then if the child has to sit through the whole of Kriyas HaTorah, tell me, do you sit through the whole of Kriyas HaTorah? Yeah, do you know what's going on in Kriyas HaTorah? I know so many times the Maisa, we hear Kriyas HaTorah goes in one ear and out the other. As mamash, even though you're following, and you ask somebody after Kriyas HaTorah, ask him a shayla and posh pshat what the Baal Koyer read. No idea why, because we don't really listen. But we've trained ourselves to be quiet and. If you're dominating that type of shul, but your child's supposed to sit through all that. So you take a kid who's, when he's ready, yeah, but when he's not ready, so you take him for 5 minutes to give a kush to the Sefer Torah, and maybe he's ready. So if he's ready to answer kedusha, omen yeshve rabba, he's going to be quiet in shmonesi. Then he should go home. But what are you being mafnim? You also got to tell him, it's gebaldig, you come to shul, it's a big, you know, now you're a big boy, you can come to shul like Tati, and you make it, build it up. And anything that you want to be mechanech, yes, there's the maisim chitzonim, but there's the pneumistika message which you also have to give to the kid. And then the kid will take the maisim chitzonim and have a cheshik for it. If he has a cheshik, then it'll be mekabel. But if he doesn't have a cheshik, if it's unpleasant, and Kolzman Tati is strong enough to force him to do something, he'll be there. But the second he gets stronger than you, and the age when the kids are getting stronger than us is going down and down and down, so now it's about six, then he's not going to listen to a word, and he'll hate davening, and he'll run away from davening, or hate brachas, whatever you're forcing him to do. And it's not enough to think that, okay, I'll give him a pekula afterwards, and you come to davening, and you'll get a pekula. Say brachas, and you'll get a treat. It's also not poshut. Because if the message is just gashmistika prizes, so what are you teaching them? Teaching them that brachas are worth a pekula. I don't know what you call it in English. You know, bumble or bisli or whatever in America you give popcorn in places for what the kids like. What? Yeah, okay. So, but Elamai, the Rishonim bring, the Rambam brings, there's an Indian of giving prasim. The Rambam says, in his whole biur in the Yisoy Soy Muno in Chelek, that a person never does something if he has no reason for doing it. So the Madrega of Lishma is a high Madrega and very interesting, not for now. But La'olam Yasek Adam B'Toyer Mitzvah Shelo Lishma Shemitah Shelo Lishma Tabal Lishma. Jakobson brings an interesting Maisa. He brings a Maisa that there was a Rebbe who asked his In Eretz Yisrael, they have and on Shabbos afternoon, they have a thing of saying Tehillim. The kids go and they say Tehillim, Tehillim group, and then they give them pekula afterwards, or a picture of a godel, or whatever they give these things. Now it's become less because they've started a much better idea with Ovis and Bonim, so that's much better. But these, I never encourage my kids to go to these Tehillim groups, because when I heard how they say Tehillim, they say it in such a non-meaningful way, I think it would destroy any kind of, you know, the Shilam Balas Asoena Yelehorina. You'll never call. What they're saying, I think it destroys any kavana a kid will ever have in the Al-Koponim. So, but this Rebbe went round and he asked his class, so what's the mile of saying Tehillim? So one said you get a picture of a Rebbe, a godel, and one said you get this Bekela, and this Gutesach, this Gutesach. And he asked him, but isn't it a mitzvah to say Tehillim? So a couple of them said, yeah, it's a mitzvah, but... Now his wife had a Tehillim group for girls. And he told his wife, and his wife... went around the class of the girls, and she asked the girls, so what's the mind of saying Tehillim? So each one started saying that the Gewaltige Mitzvah, the HaKadosh Baruch has nachas from us, we help Klal Yisrael people, we help this Mishpacha, we help that Mishpacha, all the thing. That was interesting. What was the chiluk between the boys and the girls? And the chiluk was that in the girls group, I think it was his wife, she began with a whole drasha about the mile of saying Tehillim, and they were mechaving for especially this family and this choyle and this choyle and this choyle, and at the end she told them the gewaltige thing, we just said Tehillim, we gave nachas to Hashem, and mez Hashem, this one gets, it will get better. And when somebody got better, they always said, she always told them, you know, Ploini got better because of our Tehillim, and we're helping Klal Yisrael. And in the end, she gave them a pekula, and she said, and here's a pekula just to fight the Yetzer Hara, so you should come next week. Yeah, you give a pras, but what's the ikka of doing mitzvahs? What's the ikka for the prize? Or the ikka is you get the message, you tell the kids the chashivas of Torah and the chashivas of avodah, the chashivas of mitzvahs, the chashivas of mehim brachos, how much nachas ruach he gives the borei olam. Bring a kodesh brach into their lives. Well, if a kodesh brach is not part of our lives, and the kid looks, bluffer. Well, kid won't say it, but so when the kid sees how much simcha you have in your mitzvahs and simcha and kivul Hashem Yisbarach, your Shabbos is a kodesh baruch hu part of your Shabbos. Is it a ruchnistic experience? It has to be geshmak. If it's not geshmak, that's a mistake that a lot of Bali tshuva make. The Baal Tshuva came to Yiddishkeit when he was much more mature, and he came through all his whatever reason he brought him to his Yiddishkeit, and he doesn't realize a little kid has to enjoy stam. The pekula is important for the kid, all these things, he has to enjoy Shabbos, it has to be a geshmak moment. But with that geshmak, what's the ikka, what's the tefillah, and what are you giving over? With this I'll finish. I have a friend who's Ger Tzedek. He's a very interesting man, a very interesting story how he became a Ger. His tefillahs are unbelievable. I'm mekane the way he dumps. And once I was talking to him, and he says, you know, I don't understand. I see all these avreichim davening, and their davening is very shvach. And I don't understand. Why are you... Who am I to say? He's a big honor. Who am I to say? But I don't understand. So I said to him, his name is Yisrael, I said to him, Yisrael, you will never understand, appreciate the nisayon of somebody to say Ashrei when he's been saying Ashrei since he was 5 years old. and I didn't want to be moisiv to him, though if the Rebbe taught you to say Ashrei, like I said before, then there's a much even bigger nisayon. So you came to davening when you became a ger in the 30s, when you're in your hakara sa emes and hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you had to break your teeth, you couldn't read one, you couldn't put an aleph next to a shin and everything else, and you understood what you were saying. So it's a whole different thing. But I told him, but you're going to have to appreciate it, because you're kinderlach. You're going to go through the system and get and be taught Ashrei when they're very young, and don't start going crazy. You know, every kid goes through a tkufa, he doesn't say brachas, doesn't mean to say he's going off the derech, v'chule v'chule, and they have ups and downs. You have to be able to appreciate what a child's view of chinuch is, and not just our view of Avodas Hashem, to bring it down to the child and give the chashivas of Avodas Hashem to the child, and not start telling them Nefesh HaChaims and all these types of things. You might be able to bring an idea of Nefesh HaChaim down to a little kid and be Mitzayah, you know, the chashivas of tefillah, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes your tefillahs and gives a kiss to every word of your davening, and make old seer and make it choshev, like this lady did with the tehillim. And you need the chitzonius, to the misgeret the child has to think. Then Besos Hashem, aber noch einmal, tefillah und noch tefillah. These are just little things to think about. That each one of them is better, a much bigger sugya than I'm just saying now, and there's much more, but. Ad kan vesulay.